Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Friday. A general election's coming in the UK, but if the right-wing Conservative Party wants LGBTQ plus votes, it's going the wrong way about it. Lawmaker Liz Truss, who was Prime Minister for about 25 minutes, says she now regrets previously calling herself a queer ally, reckons she only did it to keep LGBTQ plus supporters on side. Sure, there's less of those to worry about now, my love. Comes as Education Secretary Gillian Keegan says she'll stop referring to transgender women as women because their understanding has evolved. So, as the saying goes, a fish rots from the head down. Here's current UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appearing to mock trans people in a secret recording from last year.
You may have noticed Ed Davey has been very busy trying to convince everybody that women clearly had penises. And I was reflecting, you all know I am a big fan of everybody studying maths at 18. But it turns out that we need to focus on biology at 18.
Apologies for the poor quality there, and you can take that any way you want. Out gay pro footballer Josh Cavallo says if he was picked for the 2034 World Cup in Saudi Arabia, he'd give it a swerve. They've got the death penalty there for homosexuality. The 24-year-old Australian says he'd be scared for his life, and it's unacceptable for countries with anti-LGBTQ plus laws to be allowed to host. And a school in America that cancelled a planned anti-bullying talk by a gay actor and author has now reinstated the invite. Malik Pancholi was due to speak to students in Pennsylvania till board members decided he might impose his activism and lifestyle onto the kids. There's been a U-turn, though, after a big old backlash. I'm Kev McGrath. See you Monday.